高一英语听力模拟试题一，听下面12段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I want a ticket for the concert tomorrow. How much is it?
I'm sorry, there are no tickets left for tomorrow, but we still have 2 for Friday.
Turn down the TV a little, Peter. Your father is working at his desk.
Okay, Mom, I'll turn it off.
What time does the movie begin?
It starts at 7.
What time is it now?
About 6:45.We'd better hurry up. Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Adams, please. This is Edward Miller at Sun Valley Health Center.
Mr. Miller, my husband isn't at home. I can give you his business number.If you'd like to call him at work.
I prefer going to work by bus. Driving in rush hour is terrible.
But the bus is so crowded, and you have to keep standing all the way.
Would you like to come and have dinner with us on Friday?
Tomorrow? No, I'm afraid I won't be able to. I'll be going to New York for business. I just need a little bit more information. Can you tell me your telephone number?And mailing address?
Sure. My number is 545-8897, and I live at 908 Millbury Street.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the hospital to see Jane.She broke her leg and hasn't been in school for 2 days.
When would you like me to send those plans over to your office, Mr. Clinton?
It would be good if you could get them to me by Thursday afternoon, Ms. Barkley.
That shouldn't be a problem. What is the exact address again?
7880 Crofton Avenue, room 304 in building 40A.
Mr. Smith, I'd like to invite you to my place for dinner this Saturday.
Thank you. What time?
Around 6 o'clock. I'd like you to meet my family.
Great. I'm looking forward to meeting them. Do you think I could borrow your dictionary this weekend?
I don't know some words in the paper.
Sorry, normally I'd say yes, but I'm going to use it myself. Can you tell me where the cafe is?
Yes, it's to the left of... No, to the right of the tree.
I thought it was behind the magic castle.